If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Barcher. And coming up, just how much waste was generated by the LA fires? And we are talking with a representative who barged into Speaker Mike Johnson's office. But first, the EPA says it's going to use a parking lot near Will Rogers State Beach to process toxic debris from the Palisades fire. And that decision has outraged LA City Councilmember Tracy Parker, who represents the area. Craig Figner reports from the KDX News City Hall Bureau.
Hazardous material from the Palisades fire disaster site is going to be moved, much of it, to a parking lot at Will Rogers State Beach. The news came from the EPA. The agency says it's a necessary action to help speed up debris removal and help people begin the rebuilding process. But Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park says it's highly irresponsible.
The EPA is going to use Will Rogers, our public beach, to sort and store toxic materials that are being removed from the burn areas. There has been absolutely no transparency or community engagement around this. The beach, which is the most sensitive environmental area in the entire region, they want to use that space, and over my objections, they are going to apparently move forward with this plan.
In a statement to KNX News, the EPA says that the parking lot that they'll use at Will Rogers State Beach, that it'll be closed to the public. The agency also says that it will conduct air quality monitoring to ensure operations in and around the site do not create health hazards. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And you know, we're talking a lot about cleaning up all the debris from the fires, but just how much of it is there? According to LA County Public Works Director Mark Petrella, about 4.5 million tons of waste were generated in the wildfires, and that is nearly half of the waste generated in the county for a year. And the annual amount of waste is usually around 11 million tons. News of the Eaton Fire emergency shelter closing at the Pasadena Convention Center at the end of this week is causing a bit of panic, but the Red Cross says it is not true. Karen Adams reports.
The Red Cross says they're not closing.
We are not closing any shelter. We are transitioning shelter to a new location.
And the Red Cross's Kim Mail says they're in the process of finding that new location for the nearly 300 fire victims here to free up the convention center for upcoming obligations.
No one leaves an American Red Cross shelter until our shelter resident transition teams have a plan for them going forward toward a permanent new normal.
This fire victim says word earlier this week that the emergency shelter was closing did cause some confusion.
They're not explicitly saying that any of us have to move, but they're obviously hinting toward it because the complex needs it at the end of the first week of February, which is in like 2 days.
At the start of the fire, thousands took refuge here. There are now nearly 300 people here at the convention center.
LAUSD has set aside more than $2 billion to rebuild and strengthen schools damaged or destroyed in the fires. Three schools is going to be rebuilt, while all campuses are going to be made more resilient to natural disasters. Major expense is going to be the reconstruction of Palisades and Marquez Elementary schools, most of which burned to the ground. And this Friday at 6 p.m., KNX News presenting a one-hour special called The Southern California Fire Disaster, 1 month later. We're going to hear from victims and survivors. We're going to hear about their experiences and what they feel like they need to move forward. Up to an inch of rain set to fall in Southern California over the next 3 days. That's the word from Ariel Cohen, the meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service office in Oxnard.
It's going to be light to moderate rain at times going on through the end of this week. In general, we're not looking for this storm system, a very weak storm system moving through, to produce much in the way of significant impacts. In fact, we aren't seeing any significant impacts, and it'll probably stay that way for the next couple of days, despite some light rain moving through.
He tells us, though, there is unlikely to be any major flooding or debris flows. Cohen also says there is the possibility of another storm system coming in next week, although that could change. A fourth straight day of protests over the Trump administration's deportation policies. Pete Demetrio reports students left class to march in Sylmar in San Fernando.
At one point, CHP officers were forced to close the westbound Glen Oaks on-ramp of the 118 freeway when students tried to access the road. None made it onto the freeway, and for the next several hours, two or three groups totaling 200 or more students carrying signs and flags marched on the streets of San Fernando. Alexander said his motivation was to make people know the value of immigrants here in Southern California and across the nation.
Immigrants are like essential to this country, you know, especially like Mexicans, our race, especially when they're like, they plan our stuff and all that stuff, you know, or like fastest building for houses and all that stuff, you know.
As the students marched by, several business owners on McClay Street watched and nodded approvingly.
Oh, I had heard that there was going to be protests going around the country, but not here specifically.
And all of a sudden today on your front doorstep.
Yeah, here they are. Very proud of them.
That's you're smiling. The phrase, I think, they're doing it right.
Yes, they are. They are.
San Fernando and L.A. police occasionally showed up in force, but their primary function was to prevent cars from hitting any of the students who strayed into the street. In San Fernando, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Residents in Altadena say they want to make sure they get the same support as people who live in the Palisades. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Takes Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was confronted today over Elon Musk and his Doge team getting access to a sensitive payment system at the Treasury Department. San Gabriel Valley Democratic Congressmember Judy Chu says she barged into his office right behind her colleague, Gwen Moore, and demanded answers about what's going on. And Congressmember Chu joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be with you.
So this is kind of direct action that you took. Why did you take it?
We took the action because we heard that Speaker Johnson was actually meeting with Secretary Treasurer Bessent. And we wanted answers to the horrific news that an unelected billionaire, Elon Musk, had access to the sensitive information of hundreds of millions of Americans, their tax information, their Social Security information, Medicare and veterans information, and actually has access to manipulating it, including stopping payments to certain people if he so desired.
Now, the White House is saying that the press secretary is saying that Elon Musk does not have the authority to write any information or change any information. They only have read-only access to that information. Does that comfort you any?
No, it is not true. A 25-year-old engineer named Marco Ellis, who previously worked for two Elon Musk companies, has direct access to Treasury Department systems responsible for nearly all payments made by this bureau, which actually makes 95% of the payments coming out of the U.S. federal government, including Social Security, veterans payments, Medicare, and tax refunds. And therefore, he is not just able to read, but to write code on these systems, which are the most sensitive in the U.S. government. It is not just a read-only level.
One person who is in the office is telling Politico that you and your fellow Democrats were, quote, incredibly rude and extremely aggressive. That was their take on it. Tell us what it was like from your perspective.
We came in and asked to meet with Treasury Secretary Bessent, and they had apparently taken Bessent in through another door. So we ended up talking to Speaker Johnson, and we were saying what our concerns were about sharing the most sensitive information that Americans could have and giving unfettered access to this unelected billionaire who could make judgments about who gets paid and who does not. He could make judgments about different programs that he doesn't like food banks or school lunches. But if you look at it, each of these payments have names on them. And that is why it's so sensitive, and that's why only even a handful of Treasury employees have access to that. Just think, if he had unfettered access, he could decide who actually gets their Social Security payments or not, or a tax refund or not. And that is very, very alarming.
Now, President Trump and Elon Musk and the Doge crew would tell you that all they're doing is trying to cut government waste. And, you know, government waste is something that both Democrats and Republicans have railed against since I was born and much before that. Do you feel happiness with the fact that he's just trying to cut government waste, or are you afraid of something more being done?
Well, they are doing it with a eye to destroy the things that they don't like. For instance, the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, they've all been decimated by them already. And that means, actually, if you think about it, if they don't like those programs, what about the people that are in these programs? Does that mean that, you know, all women, people of color, LGBT people will not get your Social Security, veterans benefits or Medicare benefits or their returns from their taxes? I mean, that's how far this could go.
San Gabriel Valley Democratic Congressmember Judy Chu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
New campaign to help rebuild the historically black part of Altadena that burned down in the Eaton Fire. That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, take a look at the air quality map. It is good across almost the entire region, except for a small part of a moderate range in the Inland Empire. Right now, index in La Habra is at 32. New campaign has been launched to rebuild western Altadena in the wake of the Eaton wildfire. That campaign spearheaded by Earl Ofari Hutchinson, president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable.
We're standing now in front of my cousin's house, 2508 La Venecia Court in West Altadena burned out. We're calling for two things. One, recovery and rebuild. All recovery and rebuild aid no double standard. We're deeply concerned that given the magnitude of the loss and damage that you can see, all the recovery efforts and aid and assistance and support must not only go to Pacific Palisades, but also we want to make sure West Altadena too. Also, we are going to be monitoring insurance companies to make sure that there's a fair and equitable and timely payment of rebuild, assistance, recovery, all the other things, money to cover the damages. And they're colossal, as you can see. There's been an issue there with insurers and the insurance companies. We want to make sure fairness there. The state agencies and FEMA, too. We also want to make sure we're going to be monitoring how recovery aid and assistance is coming to West Altadena and the homeowners here. So it's going to be a process that we're going to be involved in. We're calling on the community to be involved with. And what we want to do is we want to make sure West Altadena is not only rebuilt, but rebuilt bigger and better. Renaissance West Altadena. That's our call, and that's our goal. And we think and we know that it can happen. We're talking about a colossal tragedy here that's affected not just one homeowner or even a handful of homeowners, but an entire, literally almost an entire part of this county, which West Altadena is. We're also talking about something else. This is a historic African-American part of Altadena. You have churches, you have businesses, you have community centers. You have a coherent, together community that's evolved over time. So that's why it's so important to make sure fairness, equity, in terms of resources, that must be the watchword. And the renaissance of this area must be the watchword.
17 people died west of Lake in Altadena as the fire came down from the hills. It's 5:20. A good day for the markets. The Dow closed up 317. S&P up 24. NASDAQ up 38. Now the business of entertainment report. Here's Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo.
These American fans of English football, celebrating the Wrexham Football Club's game-winning goal late last year, had a front-row view of the action on the field. Or something very much like it. They were at a Los Angeles area sports and entertainment venue modeled after a planetarium. If planetariums served beer and wings.
The format's called Shared Reality.
And the venue is called COSM. Jeb Terry is its co-founder and CEO.
It's really the power to transport fans and give them that experience that's almost like actually being there.
And it's a concept that sounds appealing to the leagues and to investors. COSM has partnerships with every major professional sports league in the U.S. Last summer, it raised $250 million to fund an expansion that includes new venues in Atlanta and Detroit. That's in addition to the two open now in L.A. and in the Dallas area. I'm Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo from the Barrister Office Suite's Money Desk on KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that's your nonstop news 5 for Wednesday, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.